Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Ruby Vale from Ruby Vale and the Sophonics. Thank you, my queen, for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, be sure to purchase the new album, State of All Things, with the hit single and video, Broken Woman, available everywhere. And speaking of incredibly talented, my goodness, captivating, does not seem like a strong enough word to describe this very talented artist. And she goes by the name of Azra with her new hit single, Dimension. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTL Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome to the Zone the very talented Azra. Princess, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Teddy Bear. What's up, everybody? Thanks for having me.
Well, the pleasure is truly all ours. Congratulations on a wonderful scene, and I love the video.
Thank you so much. It means a lot. I worked hard on it, so.
Yes, she did. I must ask. You know, we've had this discussion. I've had this discussion with several friends of mine, colleagues of mine, about as far as being an independent artist, being controlled of your own creativity. And I wanted to ask you, what has it meant to you overall, number one, to be an independent artist, and also to have that level of control over your career?
Well, I think as an independent artist, it means a lot, actually. I mean, there's obviously the many positives, which is that, you know, I get to have my creative control, and I get to basically be extremely authentic and, like, raw with my art. So, you know, whatever I write or collaborate with other artists, I have that freedom to release it and really craft it in, like, the most authentic way, so then my fans and listeners can really get, you know, what I'm trying to convey through my music. And on the other side, I think, you know, it's a lot of work. You know, you gotta work hella hard as an independent artist, so you gotta grind. Like, I don't know if you can tell, but my voice is completely gone, and I have a crazy cough. Because I think, like, I've been working so hard in the past couple of weeks that I, like, lost my voice. But, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, every single day I see progress, and, you know, I hear from fans and people who are liking the song Dimension. So it's really rewarding. At the same time, it's a lot of work.
Absolutely. Anything worth having, you have to put in the maximum effort to make it come
exactly true.
One of the things that I found so impressive about you is your voice. I've always separated the two between being a singer and being a vocalist. And you are definitely a vocalist. You have an extremely beautiful voice. But the funny thing is, I said, you know what? I see so much more growth that you can accomplish. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to see yourself within the next 4 years? What are some of the goals that you have set for yourself?
Thank you so much for your kind words. Next 4 years, I mean, I got some big, big goals. I mean, I see myself definitely performing, traveling the world, you know, going, you know, traveling all over the States, going to Europe, going to Asia, and just performing in front of, you know, thousands of people, you know, dancing and singing and being able to share my music. I really want to just you know, just make more records. I want to make, you know, tons more music, release it out there, hopefully be able to partner with other, you know, different major artists and DJs. and, you know, do features and do collaborations and, you know, put those things out there. And yeah, and then do remixes. I also want to have my own, you know, different brand collaborations, you know, with my music and my overall brand as an inspirationist. So whether that be, you know, beauty or fashion or, you know, even TV, I'd love to kind of, you know, figure out, you know, and merge my music and my voice, my singing and my, you know, my message with different brands and, you know, connect with fans in different ways. That makes sense.
You know what, I'm glad you touched upon as far as brand, because at the end of the day, when you get in this industry, you are a brand. And I think it's wonderful when you have the possibilities to never allow yourself to limit yourself as far as what you would like to achieve in this industry. It's funny, one of my staff members said, well, you know what? She's on Instagram right now. I said, oh, really? I said, she has on a little clown nose and puppy. I said, oh, I said, okay. I said, well, I said, okay. So it's obvious to me that you love the camera, and the camera definitely loves you.
Does it love me?
The camera definitely loves you.
Yeah,
fashion and music. Yeah. Fashion and music have always gone hand in hand. They've always played an integral part with one another. For you, as far as fashion is concerned, how would you describe your style, not just as an artist, but just your overall brand? How would you describe yourself?
Yeah, my overall brand is, you know, it's kind of like inspiration. It's like androgynous, because I love, I actually did a lot of modeling back in the day before, you know, doing music professionally. And even then, you know, my fashion is, it's like kind of androgynous, but still feminine. I love different types of accents. Like, I don't like too much going on with my fashion, but like having just like different accents, whether it's like a collar or like a big ribbon or like something. So, I mean, I think that they definitely go hand in hand. And then as far as my brand is, you know, inspiration. And it's really just being who you are and being proud to be who you are unapologetically and just going after what you want. I've definitely, as an artist and a person growing up, I struggled with that because of, you know, different external circumstances and, you know, health and other things. So for me, that's my mission as an artist and as a, you know, whatever is like, I want to make sure that whoever I get to connect with through music or my message, they know that, you know, they also have the power to go after what they want. And that's basically what I want to achieve through everything I do.
You know what? I want to mention something that I'm also very impressed with is that a lot of artists are very apprehensive as far as really expressing the things that they've gone through as far as self-doubt, peer pressure, trying to find and discover who they are as a person, or better yet, being comfortable in their own skin. For you, how have you seen your growth and your maturity? How do you see that as far as being that it has elevated your music and also your songwriting?
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat that one more time?
I was saying the things that you've experienced in your life, the ups and downs, how do you think that's made you a stronger person, and how has it enhanced your songwriting?
Right. I think it's absolutely enhanced my songwriting. I think, you know, we are our experiences, right? We are experiences and we are what we think about. And for me, you know, all the ups and downs, you know, at the time when things were happening. And, you know, I'm still going through some ups and downs, you know, we all are. But I like to turn those things into different lessons and different growing points and hopefully turn them into songs. So I think that, you know, I feel like as an artist and in life, like there's always the negative and the positive, and both of them, in fact, can be turned into a positive in a way where you learn from them. So I think more experience is the better, right, as an artist.
More absolutely.
Roller coasters. And for example, you know, a couple of years ago during college, I went through a serious rare eye condition called glaucoma as a 19-year-old teenager, and that really threw me off, and it was a very hard time of my life. And, you know, during that time, it was extremely challenging because I was forced to stop my passion in singing, dancing, performing. So I had to figure out other ways to get inspired and other ways to kind of release my creative outlet. And I was able to do that through, like, books and learning more about relationships and people. And, you know, now that I look back, I mean, a lot of my work, you know, songs that I write and the work that I do, I always remind myself of those days and it kind of centers me and reminds me, like, hey, this is what I've experienced. This is my route, where I came from, and I should be grateful and I should continue to move forward and try to, you know, spread the lessons that I've learned with the world.
You know what? Transparency. I've always found transparency to be very strong and very authentic when it comes to an artist. It's very rare that an artist will allow themselves to be that transparent to the listeners. For you, by expressing the things that you have been through, because I know there are other people out there that have gone through the same type of things that you've experienced. What is it like for you, say, on social media, when you have someone who is a loyal listener who really truly loves your music come to you and say, hey, you know what? I went through that same thing. I had the same type or somewhat type, same challenges growing up. And I want to thank you for inspiring me to never give up and to pursue my dreams. What does that mean to you?
That means the world to me because what I do with my music is, it's really not about me, you know, like, it's really for my fans and for the people. And if, you know, someone came up to me and told me that my music and what I'm doing and what I've done has inspired them to continue, that would put me into tears. And they already have put me into tears.
it actually
motivates me to move forward and continue to do what I do. It kind of like affirms me to move forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? And it keeps you humble. It keeps you humble and it keeps you grounded. And as you said earlier, life is about a journey. Experiencing different things to help you grow as a person. But, you know, we're very greedy as far as music is concerned. So you provided us with a slice of cheesecake with Dimensions. When can we expect either an EP or a full album?
I'm definitely working on a lot of material, and I have a single lined up after this Dimensions song. So I don't have a definite date, but definitely this year.
Okay. Now, family, you heard that first. She said definitely this year. So we're going to hold you. We're definitely going to hold you. We're going to hold you to that.
Yes.
I've had an opportunity to see the video. I love the premise of the video because a lot of videos focus on the cinematography and so forth. And a lot of times we just want to see things cut and dry. And I wanted to ask you, who came up with the idea as far as how the video should be shot and doing it in that manner and having that concept?
I think it was a collaborative idea. For me as a songwriter and an artist, when I think about a concept of a song, I have a very visual mind. So I already thought about, like, certain visuals that I really wanted to have, you know, as far as dancing and different colors and the feel. But when it was time for us to put the music video together, it was very collaborative, me and the director, as well as the director of photography, and the choreographers. I mean, you know, at first it was, you know, I brought up this idea and this concept, and then we all kind of built upon it. So I can't take the credit all for myself, because, you know, I mean, everybody on the team worked amazing. I mean, we had about like 30 people on set, including dancers. So, yeah. And it was very magical for me because that was my first music video ever. So the fact that it came out like so awesome and I'm getting, you know, great feedback. So I can't wait to release it and show it to everybody.
All right. Well, you know what? We find inspirations in a lot of different things, a lot of different manners. What are some of the things that has that have inspired you to be great, mm-hmm. to take your career to another level?
For me, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I get inspired every day. My biggest thing is, like, I get inspired by people. You know, even when I'm, like, walking around or just, like, you know, reading about other people's successes or other people's hardships, like, those things inspire me because, you know, it's very relatable and or something that I like to look up to and strive for. So definitely people. And then, and I don't know, I like to look at, like, I love nature. Kind of sounds like a hippie. I'm not a hippie, but I love nature, and I think it's funny because in my last EP, Freedom, there's a song called Right Here, and I've talked about this before, but I was inspired to write that song by thinking about a tree and, like, a concept of a tree.
Okay.
although dimension wasn't, like, inspired by, like, actually, maybe, but, yeah, I get inspired by nature because, and, like, the universe, because I think, you know, it's very magical to know that, like, things grow, right? Like, even, like, trees or whatever. So, and I find it very zen and very centering. So I do find inspiration in that. So I like to take, like, you know, small hikes and things like that. Let's see. I just get inspired by a ton of, like, random things, too. Like, I have a weird thing about me is, like, I can literally look at something and then create this, like, metaphor and, like, this idea, and then my friends are like, oh my god, like, it's so weird, but okay, that makes sense.
Well, you know what, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because I think all great artists have to, as you say, have to be a little bit quirky, have to think outside the box, have to have an imagination to be able to create. So I think that's the beautiful aspect about being an artist. One of the things that's fascinating to me, and it still catches me off guard, that 2018 is almost over that quick, really that quick.
I know.
Time has flown by so quick. And I know a lot of the listeners would out there like to know, are we going to have an opportunity to see you perform live before the year is over with, or are we going to have to wait until 2019?
I hope so. How many months we got? Teddy Bear, tell me, how many months we got?
Oh, we have about 4 months. We have roughly about four months before the end of the year.
4 months. Wait, is it August today? Yeah, August. Yeah,
it's August.
I mean,
today.
Definitely. I hope so. I definitely plan to perform. I mean, the thing is, like, you know, there's a lot going on with this release. There's, you know, I still have to release the music video, and there's a couple other, you know, fun collaborations that I'd like to share with everyone as well. But for me, like, I cannot wait to hit that stage and actually be able to connect with people and just, like, you know, be there, because that's like where my, like, that's what I love the most, which is performing and being able to connect with everyone, like, in person. So yes, absolutely. Hope so.
Well, you know, we cannot wait for that to take place. And hopefully very soon you will make your lovely way down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio.
Hell yeah. I'd love to go to H-Town. Oh my God. I've been to Austin, I've been to Houston and Dallas. I didn't get to spend a long time when I was in Houston, but I'd love to go down there and, you know, hit the stage and see all of y'all.
All right, we're gonna hold you to that. But you know what we need to do? We need to bless. Yeah, I did say we need to bless all the listeners out here with a new hit single from the incredibly talented Azra with Dimensions, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Minutes and moments of clarity open my eyes to the outside. Not afraid of a statement, not afraid to be different. Love interstellar like stars do forever, they burn in the night sky. Take you there to the limit. You free, I can set you free. Oh, oh.
you love with a purpose. We can escape to a place where we don't have to sacrifice. Make the world how we see it. Break the pattern and sequence. If you come with me, I will set you free. I can set you free. Oh, I'll unlock your mind. Lose all space and time. Only you and I.
Available as we speak, family, on Spotify, iTunes, also on Google Play. But for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and make sure you support this very talented artist. You can stop by her official website and get all the latest updates at www.azraofficial.com. Also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the same handle, the Azra Official. Lord have mercy. It's definitely a beautiful thing. Princess, I want to thank you, number one, for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today. You take care of that voice, and remember, this is your second home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. We have nothing but love for you and much respect.
Thank you so much, Teddy Bear. Thank you, LOTL The Zone. You guys are so special to me, and I really appreciate you guys inviting me to your studio. And I can't wait to meet you guys in person and hit Houston.
I tell you what, when you get down here, lunch is on me, okay?
Holler.
All right.
Thank you so much.
God bless, my love. The very talented Azra here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, be sure to purchase the new hit single, Dimensions. It is available everywhere. Definitely a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, you know, it's that time. I got to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills. Lord have mercy. But let me leave you with some face, baby face, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I ran into a friend of yours the other day, and I asked her how you been. She said, my girl is fine, just bought a house, got a job, a real good man. I told her I was glad for you, that's wonderful, but does she ever ask about me? She said she's happy with her life right now, let her go, let her be. And I told myself I would, but something in my heart just would not let you go. I just wanna know, what if we were wrong about each other? What if you were real? Your friend asked me if there was someone special in my life that I was seeing. I told her there was no one in particular. There's just I, myself, and me. I told her that I dream of you quite often. She just cut her eyes at me. She said you got a home, you're very happy. So just stop your meddling. I told her that I won't. I said things were cool, but I guess I was wrong. I still can't move on.
Thank you. on. And honey, you know you can't dance with your tight jeans on.
If you try to top a dip, you trip, slip, and fall. Walk in for the cool, baby.
can't dance like that.
Well, baby, that's because you got those jeans on too tight. Now, let's just take them off.
What do you mean, let's just take them off?
Come on, take them off. I got something for you to wear. Here, put this on.
You always keep lingerie in your glove compartment.
None of my women wear gloves. Now, put this on.
But
my hat. Hey, play on words.
All the girls will stare at me.
All the girls in this neighborhood already wear camisoles.
I know, but that's because it's cool. Now, let's get them jeans off. Okay, well, I'm warning you.
Warning me about what? Sitting tight. Here, why don't you lay down?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Stop trying to tell me things before.
But
come on.
Whoa. I'm warning you.
Mary, sweet mother Jesus.
I told you.
Damn, baby. How'd you get all that in them jeans?
It wasn't easy.
Oh, that's right. Well, I think you'd be more comfortable in this.
I'm sure I would. I don't know.
Hurry up, Grace. The song's almost over.
My name's not Grace.
I know. Hurry up, Grace.
Man, these are weird. I guess the tag is in the back.
Hurry up.
Okay. Okay, how do I look?
Almost as good as me. Now let's go. What time is it? Who's the lovely lady? Introduce us.
I'll introduce you to the head. You don't get out of my face.
Okay, baby, now check this out. We're gonna walk till the song's over. In other words, meet me at the bar in 32 minutes. Cool. Cool. And if you're good, I'll let you work the stick in my ride.
Hi, I'm Maxie, the Mary Jane Girls, and I just want to let the chocolate teddy bear know, you can be my teddy bear at LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm.
It's official right now. You. In 4 minutes or less. You. We're going to crown all of them right now. Dedicate my mama, your mama. You. And you. Your baby's mama's mama. Dedicate you. Wife. If you're there, woman, right now, wherever you at, turn to him and say, dedicate. You are appreciated. This is dedicated.
I appreciate you. Thank you. And the number to take to carry and birth a child. Thank you. And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real loud. Thank you. And even as a single parent, mama. I
better recognize one when a grown one sin. And a grown woman knows how to tell you no. A grown woman knows when to let you go. You can have a big old car and a big old house, but next to God, nothing else amounts to a woman.
Here in the zone of LOTO Radio, and before that, Morris Day and the Time getting a walk on. 1:43 Central Standard Time here in downtown Houston. I want to thank, and special thank you to Ozma. Thank you, Princess, for joining us today. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Dimensions, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, why don't you join the Teddy Bear this Friday, August the 3rd, Lord have mercy, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome my girl, my lady, Adina Howard. Yes, Lord. New hit single, Nasty, from our new CD, Resurrection. So be sure to tune in and tune out all the negativity. And I want to say a very special thank you, which caught me completely off guard when I got here to the studio. My staff stood up and had a birthday. And a birthday cake. Wait, really complete. Thank you. Thank you so much for all the happy birthday wishes. Thank you so much. I've been told they've been on Facebook and Twitter. They've been giving me birthday. I want to thank everyone so much. I really, truly appreciate it. A little more gray, but the teddy bear is still sexy. Yes, Lord. So thank you so much. I'm maybe get two slices of cake to take home with me. But other than that, I'm cool. Trying to make sure this waistline stays intact. But again, I want to thank everybody for the happy birthday wishes. Thank you so much. It's greatly appreciated. And all the people that tuned in, thank you so much for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. And for those who are tuned in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. Be sure, I got you covered. You can listen to the entire show in its entirety, the rebroadcast of the show, on iTunes, also on Spotify, iHeartRadio. Let's see, my manager's going to get on me. What else? Also on TuneIn, and we're in the Google Play Music Store. Just let your fingers do the walking. Type in LOTL, the zone, and you can listen to the entire broadcast, replay the entire broadcast in its entirety. My goodness. It has been a beautiful, very beautiful and unexpected Wednesday. I want to thank everyone. Without you, there is no teddy bear. I look forward to being back on there Friday. Again, follow your dreams. Remain passionate about whatever you choose to do in life. And as in always, Lord have mercy. Keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Thank you. put it on me. Put it on me. What's it gonna be? Put it in a trance. All eyes on me. Your mind's on me. That's ivory. Love then come. Have a life with me.
Again, give me lollipops and everything. It's a list of things. Enemies and those who don't believe.
West Coast living be the shit to me.